thinking about the aspirations of the middle class in Latin America. For nearly a century, perhaps the most reliable pathway into the middle class was to come north and try to stake a claim in the United States. But with the changing economics in both the growth-stalled U.S. and in hot emerging countries like Brazil and Chile, Mexico and Colombia, the conventional wisdom may be changing. Eileen Diaz-McConnell, associate professor at Arizona State University who specializes in Latino demographics, says while coming to the U.S. may still be a reliable path to the middle class, it's no longer the only option, and there are suddenly more opportunities for the entire Western Hemisphere to flex its collective economic muscle.
I think probably there has been some competition from other places, but at the same time, the fact that many people are coming here or staying here, I think suggests that people continue to want to come here.
You know, we've been talking about nations in the hemisphere who have an emerging middle class that's both a demand driver of their economies, but also is a source of potential political instability in that that middle class makes demands on these governments, some of which are not necessarily used to a democracy. I'm wondering if the emerging Latino middle class in the United States is also a driver of economic prosperity in the regions where it is so dominant. We've certainly seen a huge impact on the political process in the United States in 2012.
Yes, that's true. I mean, I think that there's both Latinos, given the composition of the United States and the growth rates, have absolute impacts on the economy in the United States. But as you know, and you've probably talked about with other guests, there's also, if there is remittances happening, which we know is a huge source of income for other countries, in El Salvador, Guatemala, Mexico, that also has an impact on those countries of origin as well.
You know, there's so much talk in terms of hemispheric prosperity about what's going on in the U.S. Then Brazil is a different case. Colombia is a different case. Mexico, a very different case. And, of course, Central America, a different case as well. Do you think there's an opportunity to be more sort of culturally on the same page in this hemisphere, given that we are constantly looking to Asia for the solution to our economic problems? Maybe we've got a lot of opportunities here in this hemisphere if we could get a little bit more together.
I think so. Absolutely. I mean, I think that there's a lot of longstanding economic, political, historical connections between the United States and many countries in Latin America. And there is kind of an orientation towards, I think, in many cases, towards the United States. And I think we absolutely have to make use of the connections, of the history, of the goodwill between countries in this hemisphere. Absolutely.
And we've got growth in this hemisphere, unlike Europe, which has some of the same linguistic problems and, you know, cultural rivalry problems, but they're not growing. If we were to be able to do what the euro has done in that side of the world, here in the Western hemisphere, we'd probably be much better off than the Europeans are right now.
Maybe. I mean, I think you're right that fertility rates are very different and they're, you know, they're a concern in a different way in Europe, in different countries in Europe than in the United States or in Latin America or in this hemisphere. One of the things that's also, I think, really exciting is how much, and not talked about very much, is how much fertility rates, if you think that having lower fertility rates is good, how much some countries have actually been able to decrease fertility rates. For example, with Mexico having decreased fertility rates pretty drastically in the last 40 or 50 years. And that suggests, I think, a real response to change that can happen fairly quickly.
Economic growth and political stability alive and well in the Western Hemisphere. Forget Asia. We have lots of opportunities here in this hemisphere, the United States and its Latin American neighbors. Eileen Diaz-McConnell, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Eileen Diaz-McConnell is associate professor at the School of Transborder Studies at Arizona State University.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.